what's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
Another busy week, Doug, on the coronavirus front here in California, with 43 counties around the state now moving more quickly to reopen.
And Governor Newsom made some news today announcing that new guidelines for religious institutions to reopen are imminent.
Well, that's right, Patty and Jeff. He's been under mounting pressure to let houses of worship welcome people back inside. And though he denies that's behind this latest move, Governor Newsom did announce today that by Monday, he expects to release modified rules that will let churches, synagogues, mosques, and more throw their doors open once again.
We've been engaging faith community. We look forward to churches reopening in a safe and responsible manner. And we have guidelines that we anticipated completing on Monday, and we're on track to do just that.
Now, Monday means that any religious service held indoors this weekend would be unauthorized, even though President Trump today threatened to override governors who don't allow services to resume immediately in time for the Memorial Day weekend. A lot to unpack and talk about here, Patty and Jeff.
You know, what's interesting, Doug, the governor is clearly carving out his own stance on this in terms of those churches and their and synagogues and so forth and their reopening. But he's clearly not going after the president himself. I assume it's about that federal funding.
Yeah, he has refrained consistently for weeks now from engaging in any back and forth with the president and criticizing the Trump administration. He did that early on, but the last few weeks, no. Anytime we ask him about it, he resists that urge. He sidesteps the question. He was asked again today during this briefing, specifically, directly, about President Trump today threatening to override governors, which we don't believe the president has the authority to do. But and he just sidestepped it. He dodges it. He just does not engage. Unlike, say, Governor Cuomo in New York, who has taken the bait a few times, or even on his without being asked, lashes out at the president. Governor Newsom has refrained from that. He's had a lot of private conversations with the president. I do think, or we all assume, part of it is he wants to remain in Mr. Trump's good graces to get the money that California needs. But he also knows, you know, this is a relationship for the good of California he needs to cultivate. This is an election year, though. Imagine Gavin Newsom saying wonderful things about Donald Trump, appearing in an ad for Trump in the fall, as Gavin Newsom is presumably campaigning for Joe Biden.
So he's going to announce on Monday new guidelines for churches. I thought I heard something in the news conference today about new guidelines coming for hair salons. Yes, I have a personal interest, and yes, everyone else I know does as well.
As do we all. Yeah, I'm pretty shaggy. I'm about 3 weeks overdue for a haircut, and I'm not letting my wife near me with those dull scissors she waves around. He did say, just in passing, I asked about restaurants and stores not being able to get masks and sanitizer and the things they need to reopen safely. And as part of that answer, he went on to say not just restaurants and stores, but a lot of other places need more PPE and beyond PPE, things like sanitizer, to reopen. And he brought up salons and said, you know, salons, and that we were now just days away from new guidelines to allow them to reopen safely, too. Now, he did not say those guidelines are coming Monday, as he said with the churches. He also has new guidelines Monday coming for TV and radio production. But he did seem to imply that sometime next week he might be releasing new guidelines that would let hair salons, maybe nail salons too, reopen sooner than expected, because they're supposed to be part of phase three, which means not in this accelerated stage two, but the next stage after that, which could be potentially just a week away at this point as we move into June in about 10 days.
Let me circle back to the film and TV industry. We had former California Governor Gray Davis on yesterday, Doug, and he sort of referenced that there were some changes coming. He's on an advisory panel there. What are you hearing about those changes?
Yeah, the governor has said now that he does plan to release new guidelines Monday to allow film and TV production to resume. This is a big business. I mean, you're talking about billions and billions of dollars of an industry in California that employs hundreds of thousands of people. It's not just, you know, movie stars in L.A. It's all kinds of working class people. And they're going to have guidelines, social distancing guidelines, you know, a restricted number of people on the set, how far apart they can be, how production is done. Apparently, many in Hollywood aren't quite, were sort of taken unawares by this, and they're not sure what to make of it. But he's going to release these guidelines Monday to try to restart production, most of it, of course, being in Southern California.
I wanted to ask you about summer camps, summer schools. I saw a local advisory from a town in the East Bay. They're starting to get their summer camps rolling. Are there guidelines in place statewide, or is this still a county-by-county thing?
I think you're probably referring to Dublin that put something out today, and of course San Francisco. Mayor London Breed said that summer camps and summer schools will be able to start June 15th. No more than 12 kids in a pod, as they're calling it, and the same kids together for at least 3 weeks. There are no official state guidelines regarding this, and the governor was asked about this today by a colleague who, like me, has young kids who we'd like to see go to camp this summer. We're all kind of in limbo. A lot of camps have already canceled. And the governor rightly said this, that it's more of a local issue than a state one, but even so, he is working on, he said, some new state guidelines that will come out shortly for summer camps and summer schools to practice safely. But again, it's really more of a local jurisdiction, but they will have a baseline at the state level for them to follow. But as we've already seen today, San Francisco has come out with his own, with its own, and isn't waiting for the state ones. But it's sounding more and more like certain kinds of camps, day camps, might be able to reopen with limited capacity and certain restrictions, but the governor is going to put out some sort of statewide framework on that also in the next week or two, we think.
Doug, in our conversations with you in this segment this week, we have referenced a couple of times some pushback on the governor in terms of use of his emergency powers. Anything new on that front today?
You know, I suddenly lost the signal there, Jeff, and I wasn't quite able to hear anything new. I hope you can hear me okay. Try again.
I can't hear you now, and I was mentioning that we have talked a couple of times this week about some pushback on the governor's use of emergency powers. Anything new on that front?
Gotcha. Sorry, I'm thinking we're having a little bit of an interference in our signal. Yeah, that was brought up again because some legislators have been angry. There was a hearing today, a budget subcommittee hearing in Sacramento, that he's overstepping his authority. He's pushing too hard. And when asked about it, the governor said, look, some people want me to go further and are asking me to use more executive authority, and others are saying that I'm using too much and I'm being a little too dictatorial. He thinks he struck a balance in the middle to wield the executive order pen when he needs to and work with the legislature when it's appropriate. But again, the legislature has been not that involved because they haven't been in session for the most part. They've been meeting remotely a lot, and some of them are chafing over the way he is doing things that they think go beyond what he's allowed to do.
Well, thanks for being with us this afternoon, Doug.
All right. Thank you, Patty and Jeff. And a reminder, you can hear the State of California Report Monday through Friday, every weekday at 3:30 p.m. Audio available for download at kcbsradio.com. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.